Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, bro. Hey, bro.
I see the morning coming in your eyes. Jubilee, Jubilee. It's shining brighter than the sun in the sky.
Jubilee, Jubilee.
And bless his holy name. My name is Yamsuf Arif, and this is the Real Talk for Real People show. And you may be wondering, if you're a new caller, what is this all about? This is about an intelligent, accurate, contextual study of the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. No contaminated version, skip to the loo, from the old thing to the new thing and all this nonsense. It's keeping things into context. It's saying the who, what, when, where, and how. It's getting to the core of the matter, the essence of what the story is about as far as the Elohim is concerned, yeah, and about its inheritance. That's us. And the mistakes we made that got us in this boat that we lie in together, sinking. But there is a remedy. There is some boat passing. So we can pass this boat together as if we can continue to sink together. And what some may call the definition of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting different results. You can only receive the same results if you use the same mechanism, the same method, especially in your studies. Your studies should think outside the box, not based upon what your oppressor and colonizers tell you, but what the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub tells your general core, based upon your studies. And we try to do our due diligence in bringing these studies to your attention, because considering the circumstances, We feel that it's urgently needed under these circumstances. We are in a hot mess. And as a result, unfortunately, we have become a hot mess. And the only way you can get out of that monstrosity is become the person that the Most High would have you be based upon these studies, and not what you want to be. That's the problem with us. All of us want to do what we want to do, how we want to do it, and when we want to do it, especially in regards to the Elohim in each other. Let's be honest about it. Grandma can't sit on the porch anymore, getting the shade of the sun. She may get shot off it. Granddaughters can't sit in the swing anymore. They may find the woman of the night walking right by it and cussing and talking loud. Little Bobby and little Johnny, they can't sit on the steps anymore. They might find a pack of dope, or maybe find a weapon. So in order to get out of this monstrosity that we've become, we must find out what real culture is. This so-called black culture, that's not culture. This black thing, that's not us. And it's no culture to be worthy of anyway. Pants hanging from your behind, from your buttocks, tattooed from feet to head, not a tattoo cinch in your head. Sisters walking like hoochie mamas and shaking and shaking it, and so on and so forth. Drugs and addiction in the communities, and which brings upon mental illness, and so on and so forth. Now, if you want to get away from that, and you should, because that is a monstrosity, and have a peaceful place to hang out for grandma, Ray-Ray and poo-poo, and so on and so forth. But the only way you're going to be able to get from these captivities we're in, and make a nice sale, make your sale, jail sale nice while you're in captivity, because that's about the gist of it. You can have, everybody can be on point. Everybody can know how to comport themselves. Everybody can know how to help themselves. Everybody can lend a hand to the next inmate next door to them and stop killing, mistreating, and dominating and abusing one another, which is basically what we're doing when we don't have the Elohim. It's like spinach to Popeye. For us, the Elohim is like spinach. Otherwise, you will continue to be the monstrosity that we have been reduced to, unfortunately, because therein the Elohim is your solutions, your solutions only. Because whoever put you in this situation is the only one can redeem and remedy you from this situation that we find ourselves in, all of us together. It's not a I thing, you thing, it's a us thing. Praise, shine, bless his holy name. And you may be wondering, who are the we I'm making reference to? Sister Abby out from New York City. Cartier from New York City. What I know about them? Their actions are reflecting what I know about them. They love the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and they love you as they love themselves. Because if they didn't, they'd get bored. They'd get tired. They'd throw up their hands in the air just like they just don't care and walk away. But they love the Elohim, and they love you. And that's why they're here, and they're trying to improve themselves also. Iron sharpened iron. They notice it's the us thing. Let me bring them on for you. So, Saviyah, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And may Yah continue to bless us with his love, mercy, and his patience. Shalom, family. Good to be back.
And it's good to have you back, sister. Good to hear your voice, as Cartrell always said. Now, Cartrell from New York City. Cartrell, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Yasu, Sister Aviyah. May the Most High bless you as well. All praise to the Holy One of Yeshua. Yes. How y'all doing?
Thank you. We're doing okay, brother. We're right back at it again.
No doubt. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
Hallelujah.
But Yamsu, you said something. Yes.
Okay.
You said the Most High is like spinach to us.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you left it. A lot of people don't like spinach, but you forgot the Popeye part.
Oh, yeah.
The Most High is like spinach to Popeye.
Clean it up. peanut.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of people don't like spinach, man. A lot of people don't like spinach. And then you get the message from the Popeye cartoon that spinach is good for you. It does make you strong. But more than spinach, Most High going to provide the way for our people to escape this madness. And he's the only way. Because what exactly. You say, we're a hot mess.
A hot mess, a monstrosity. Mm. We don't know who we are, Clytrail, what we are. We don't have any codification. Our neighborhood reflect that. No love for one another. No love for the Elohim. And no love for themselves sometimes, Clytrail. It's true.
Right. No roots and culture. No connection with one another.
Mm-mm.
And how can we connect? We call each other black, African-American. There's no substance to that.
No. There's no depth to it. And they know that. They're good at what they're doing. They keep you blinded and keep your ears plugged from the truth. Darn good at it.
Keep and the truth mind. Is, the Most I got a plan.
Exactly.
For us and for all the nations. We just better know it in full detail.
Yeah. Well, he's got an army coming, too.
Yes, indeed.
And he's going for the speak of that army. You want to hear about it, Kadriel?
I've heard about it, but we can talk about it again.
Let's hear about it.
Because it's important.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's army.
Hallelujah.
In dry bones.
Okay.
The dry bones. And he said,
I don't think the dry bones are the army he's talking about.
Okay.
I remember that.
You don't think this that army, Uncontra? You think this is a spiritual army?
Oh yeah, our big brothers in the heaven.
Yeah, because it's these guys can do some things that a natural man can't do. Okay.
Exactly.
Praise y'all, Uncontra.
You gonna find out?
Yeah, let's find out, Katja. Chapter 2 of 2 Joel. It says, blow the trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm in my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble. For the day of the Elohim is coming. For it is at hand. It's futuristic. Tell of this army. A day of darkness and gloominess will be present. A day of clouds and thick darkness will be present. Like the morning clouds spread over the mountains, that's how it's going to live. A people come, great and strong, like of whom has never seen this kind of people, these angels. Nor will there ever be such after them, Yah's army. Even for many successive generations, a fire devours before them. And behind them, a flame burns. The land is like the Garden of Eden before them. Behind them, a desolate wilderness. Surely nothing shall escape this army, Yah's army. Their appearance is like the appearance of horses. Like swift steeds, so they run. They are very swift. For the Lord's like chariots. Over mountain tops, they leap like the noise of a flaming fire that devours the stubble. Like a strong people set in battle array, they are in formation, they're codified. Before them, people writhe in pain. All faces are drained of color. It is shocking to see them. They run like mighty men. They climb the wall like the men of war. Each one marches in formation. They're codified. They do not break ranks. They do not push one another. Everyone marches in his own column. Though they lunge between the weapons, they are not cut down. They run to and fro in the city. They run on the wall. They climb into the houses. They enter at the windows like a thief. The earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble of Yah's army. The sun and moon grow dark. The stars diminish their brightness. Yah gives voice before his army, for his camp is great. For strong is the one who executes his word. They execute Yah's word. They are codified. And as a result, executing Yah's word, they are strong. For the day of Yah is great and very terrible. Who can endure it? Here's how you can endure it. Here's how you can do it before Yah's army. Now, therefore, says the Elohim, turn to me with all your heart, with fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. So wring your heart, not your garments. It should be, you should rend the innate nature of you and be shamed. Return to Yah, your Elohim. That's your remedy. For he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness to us. He relents from doing harm to us. Who knows if he would turn and relent and leave a blessing behind if you do this, a grain offering and a drink offering for Yah, your Elohim. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Here's what you can do. Consecrate a fast. Call a sacred assembly. Gather the people, just like we try to do. Gather, Yah will gather, not us. Go there. You'll learn a whole lot more. Sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders. Gather the children, even the nursing babies. Let the bridegroom go from his chamber. Come on. And a bride from her dressing room. Come on. Let the priest who minister to the Elohim weep between the porch and the altar. You got to do your part too, priest. Let them say, spare your people, O Yah. Do not give your heritage to reproach, that the nations should rule over us. And as a result, that's why they're ruling over us. Because we didn't do that. That's why we got to pray for our ancients. Because they didn't do that. And thus we have to pray for ourselves that we don't meet up with this army. Why should they say among the peoples? Why should these nations say among themselves, where's their Elohim? Look at them. They ain't ghettos. They ain't got nothing. They African Americans. They black Americans. They don't know what the hell they are, but we do. They don't, because they won't study the Elohim. They won't follow the codification and solution. They're looking for us every 2 years and every 4 years from us. We can't give it to them, but they keep on coming.
And Tommy Tupperville, what's his name? Tupperville.
Yeah.
He said we criminals, and we don't deserve reparations.
You know, they just said what they all said. Truth be told, they ain't got no love for us because they despise us. Yet we keep running.
Says we want what they got.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly.
But the most I've shown us how to get out this mess and how to prepare before this army comes. And he's telling us how to prepare before his army comes, which lets you know that we're not that army.
Exactly. No, this is a dynamic spiritual army. And like you said, Katja, there's big brothers. They coming.
They ain't playing either.
Yeah, they open up a can of whoop behind. True. Mm-hmm. They ain't playing, Katja. Go ahead,
they Katja. Got one purpose and one purpose only. They come in one time. And you're going to see it one time only.
You never
say the heavens going to be shook. The earth going to be shook. It's going to be a day of darkness and gloom. And nothing escapes them.
And you will never see it again. That's what Yah says. This is an awesome army, Katria, brothers and sisters. And they have nothing to be played with. They take orders from Yah. If he said crack their heads, your head going to get cracked. Okay? You better believe it. And as a result of this cleansing mechanism, this method, our land will be refreshed. Then Yah will be zealous for his land. Yah didn't say it's y'all land, his land. And pity his people. The land is his and we are his.
Which lets you know again that this army is not us. Because y'all got to pity us.
Right. Exactly. And Yah will answer and said to his people, whom he owned, behold, I will send you grain, new wine, and oil. I'm going to take care of you. You will be satisfied by them. I will no longer make you a reproach among nations, just like you are now. I remove far from you the northern army of universal white race supremacy. And drive him away into a barren and desolate land.
You don't want to hear that.
No, but that's what Yah says. With his face toward the eastern sea and his back toward the western sea, his stench will come up. His foul odor will rise. Because he have done monstrous things. Those monstrous things, as I said, have made us a monstrosity. Fear not, O land.
That's our kingdom.
Exactly.
Daniel couldn't understand.
They're still doing it. Vladimir Putin is shooting rockets over there to them folks just because he feel like it.
And you got to respect them because they have done great things. Exactly. Not as great as the things that y'all have to do.
But they have done monstrous things, guys. Okay? Just like Vladimir Putin. But he tells us, fear not, O land. Be glad and rejoice, for Yah has done marvelous things. He tells us not to live in a state of fear. Do not be afraid, you beasts of the fields, for the open pastures are springing up. He tells the beasts, and he always tells us to fear not. But he even tells our animals, don't worry about it. You just keep on doing what animals do, beasts of the field. For the open pastures are springing up. The trees bear its fruit. The fig tree and the vine yields their strength. Be glad then, you children of Zion, that's us, and rejoice in Yah your Elohim. For he has given you the former rain faithfully. He will cause the rain to come down for you, the former rain and the latter rain in the first month. The threshing floor shall be full of wheat. The vats shall overflow with new wine and oil. So I will restore you to the years that the swarming locust has eaten, the crawling locust, the consuming locusts, and the chewing locusts. My great army, which I sent among you, that army of life, I sent that. You shall eat in plenty and be satisfied, and praise the name of Yahweh Elohim, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame. Then you shall know that I am in the midst of Israel. Everybody going to know that I am Yahweh Elohim. And there is what?
No one else.
Other. Not that plural entity that you believe in. Not them. That I don't even want to talk about it, but ain't nobody else. Okay? Bottom line. I am Yahweh Elohim, and there is no other. My people shall never be put to shame as a result of acknowledgement of that. The codification of that, the acceptance of that, the shamefulness of our behavior, crying for our ancients, taking care of one another, like in the case of Kanye West, Daddy, and anyone else that are us, and gathering oneself together, never going to be ashamed. Not no more. My people should never be put to shame. They won't be on the bottom anymore. Y'all's spirit poured out as a result. Cause and effect, contrary, a domino effect. It should come to pass after. Yes. Thank you, contrary. It should come to pass afterward that I will pour out my spirit on all flesh, not only just us, but all flesh. Your sons and daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. and also my men servants and my maid servants. I will pour out my spirit in those days. I will show wonders in the heavens and in the earth, blood and fire and pillars of smoke. The sun shall be turned into darkness, the moon into blood, before the coming of the great and awesome day of the Elohim. When that day come with that army. And it shall come to pass. Listen to this very carefully. Listen to this, please, very carefully. That whoever calls on the name of the Elohim, Yah, shall be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be deliverance. As the Elohim has said, among the remnant who Yah calls, praise Yah and bless his name. Straight to the point, gotcha. You can't get around it, and you can't get over it, and you certainly can't get under it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Gotrell, praise Yah, Sister Abia, certainly. Gotrell, Sister Abia, may the Most High bless you, direct and order your steps. You have the mics.
You know, the part where you talk about it be dark and the moon turned black. It reminded me of back when I was younger. I think I was maybe about 11.
Right.
When we had the first blackout.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody in the household started falling to the knees and crying out. But at the sea, we didn't know no better. But saying, oh, Jesus, help us. It's the end of the world. The end of the world. But so at that point, everybody, why would you wait to the last minute anyway for that to happen? As we were told, be prepared. Like you said, if we studied, we didn't know this. Be prepared. Seek Yah now. Don't wait till all the last signs is right up on you. I just, you know, this is what I'm feeling more and more every day. And like you said, we see the signs. And if anybody is studying like they're supposed to be, you know it's that time is to seek Yah, the time before he is near. That's all, you know, that's all I keep thinking to myself. And I'm just so happy and I'm grateful and I praise Yah that I've come this far. And I'm a willing servant, going to keep on seeking Yah and wait for the days to come. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise Yah. You said a mouthful, Sister Abby. And all good, according to the Most High. Praise and bless his holy name. Cartier?
Yes, sir. You both said a lot. There's so much evidence that you can glean from. This is not in accordance with Christians' concept of Judgment Day, is it? They talk about Armageddon. They talk about the rapture. This goes into details about the day of Yah, about the day of judgment. And what does he say? He gives us the instructions. He says, blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast. Call a solemn assembly. Gather people. Sanctify the assembly. Meaning cleaning them up. Clean our people up. Assemble the elders, which we've done. We got the council of elders. We're trying to gather the children and those who nurse in their breasts. So let the bridegroom go out from his room and the bride out of her room. This day ain't no time to really rejoice and be married and all of that. It's time to prepare for this great and terrible day. And the leaders of the people, the ministers of the people, let the priests, the ministers of Yah, weep between the porch and the altar. Ain't none of these ministers, spiritual leaders out here weeping between the porch like Yah's instructing them to do. They're leading the people astray. But they should be the ones that are actually preparing the most. Because they're supposed to be in the lead, weeping before Yah. And the Most High tells them what to say. Spare your people, Yah, and don't give your heritage to reproach. So our priests, our ministers, our spiritual leaders are supposed to know that our people are Yah's heritage. We belong to Yah, the nations, that the nations should rule over us. And in all of this, we know that none of this has happened yet, right? This prophecy is yet to come. It says, then after we do these things, Yahweh was jealous for his land and had pity on his people. Some people think that the beginning of this chapter is about us. Oh, Yah's going to make us this mighty army and we're going to conquer our enemies. Oh, no. That's not what he's saying. Moses said, a fire devours before them and behind them a flame burns. We've never seen anything like that before.
Mm-hmm.
He said, their appearance is as the appearance of horses and they run as horsemen like the noise of a chariot, of chariots on the tops of mountains. Ain't never been no chariots on the tops of mountains. And this might be talking about those UFOs or UAPs that they see in the skies now. It says they leap like the noise of a flame, a fire that devours the stubble, like a strong people setting about a ray. At their presence, the people are in anguish. All their faces go pale. They run like mighty men. They climb walls like warriors. They each march in his line. They do not swerve off course. Neither does one jostle another. It says the earth quakes before them. The heavens tremble. The sun and the moon are darkened. We've never experienced nothing like this. And the stars withdraw their shining. Yah thunders his voice before his army. For his forces are very great. For he is strong who obeys his command. For the day of Yah is great and very awesome. And the question is, who can endure it? You can endure it if you follow instructions. And he can tell you how to endure it. So this is the way you endure it. Yet even now, it says, Yah, turn to me with all your heart. It seemed like a simple request to turn to our Creator, the one who created the heavens and the earth with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our might. How do you turn with him with all your heart? With fasting and with weeping and with mourning. So that you get close to him. Tear your heart and not your garments. Because when you tear your garments, that's like vanity. You're not really going deep inside yourself, which is what Yah is telling us to do. Go deep inside yourself. Return to me with all your heart, with fasting, weeping, and mourning. Turn to Yah your power, for he is gracious and merciful. He's slow to anger and abundant in loving kindness, and relent from sending calamity, because that's what he's about to send if you're not a part of that remnant. And the last part, I'm not going to go on and read it all over again, but the 32nd verse. It will happen that whoever will call on Yah's name will be saved. And we hear a lot of people in Christianity and the church talking about they saved. Did y'all follow this instruction that's in this chapter to be talking about y'all saved? And there's no guarantee you saved unless Yah says you saved. And the fact that Yah is calling his people, he said, yes, it will happen that whoever calls on Yah's name will be saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there will be those who escape, as Yah has said, and among the remnant, those whom Yah calls. Do y'all hear the call? And if you hear the call, are you answering the call? Because that's the most important thing. This is probably the most important chapter in the whole Old Testament. One of the most important. Because it speaks specifically about the Day of Judgment, Judgment Day, that everybody talks about, but it's very specific, very clear in its detail. And you should understand because it's very simple. It's spelled out. It's not in dark sayings or riddles. Yah lays it out very clearly. Praise Yah.
Praise
Yah. Since the IBS said something, the lights went out and people started calling on Jesus. That was a test.
That's right. I know now. I said, well, I'm glad it wasn't that time, the right that we're talking about now, because at least I know y'all now. I know not to call out to no JC. We know who's my redeemer and my savior. It certainly wasn't JC.
You sure know what it said about that, sister? You bet not. Somebody climb up in that room. Come on. Come here.
Nah, I'm not hearing nobody but Yah.
Yeah, come here. Who you just called? Come here.
No. Them no angels ain't going to be asking no questions, brother. Them angels are not going to be asking no questions.
They going to be asking no questions.
Oh, no. They already know.
Yeah. Who you just called? Thank you, Katri. Katri is certainly right. It didn't say it was talking either. All right. Katri, my brother, my friend, Sister Abigail, my sister, my... Okay, go ahead, Katri.
No, I'm waiting on you, bro.
Oh, okay, okay. Well, we're waiting on you, brother, to give us another beautiful song. I can read what it says. Prayer for the relief from contempt. If people are treating you contemptuous, go to the Most High. Because they're going to keep doing it. Because they despise you anyway. If they don't look anything like you, they go without saying. But you want to get some relief for their contempt.
We just read that, didn't we?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
What did it say?
Prayer relief from contempt. You want some relief? Go to the Most High.
And the Most High said, let the priests and the ministers of Yah weep between the porch and the altar. Let them say, spare your people, Yah. Don't give your heritage reproach that the nation should rule over them. Why should they say among the peoples, where is their God? Yeah, that's what they're saying right now. Right? That's why these scriptures are synchronized. The title is what?
Yeah,
what's
the title?
What's that, Cadrill?
The title of this song again?
Oh, Prayer for the Relief from Contempt.
And we all held in contempt, the whole nation.
Yep, whole nation.
So we should all be singing this song. Praise God. Psalms 123.
Praise God.
And it gave you the title of the author, didn't it?
No, they didn't. It said just a song of an ascent.
And these songs of ascent take you directly to the top floor so you can speak directly to the Most High. Praise Yah. I lift up my eyes to you, Yah, you who sits in the heavens. Behold, as the eyes of a servant look to the hand of their master, as the eyes of a maid to the hand of her mistress, so our eyes look to you, Yah, our Elohim, until you have mercy on us. Have mercy on us, Yah. Have mercy on us, for we have endured much contempt. Our soul is exceedingly filled with the scoffing of those who are at ease and with the contempt of the proud. That's universal white racial supremacy. They scoff at us. They laugh at us. Mm-hmm. And we are enduring much contempt. And we just read in Joel, Most High told us what we need to do. This exact prayer. We need to lift our eyes up to Yah, return to Yah all our soul and might. He's the one who sits in heaven, and we're supposed to serve him as servants do, their master, as a maiden, their mistress. So our eyes should be looking for Yah, our Elohim, because he's the one that's going to have mercy on us. And we ask him to have mercy on us because we are held in contempt. And Yah will if we set our hearts right and follow those instructions we just read in Joel 2. Praise Yah. How synchronized.
It is, Katria. It certainly is. Well, Sister Abigail, any commentary?
No, I'm good. I'm good.
Brother Katria, thank you, Sister Abigail.
Joel 2 is a chapter that people should really take to heart and meditate really deeply on. Don't just brush past it because it's talking about this great and terrible day. And if you don't understand it, you're going to get swept up in it. But if you understand it, the Most High is going to save you out of it. So I say go through it 10, 20, 30 times again and make sure you understand what it's saying. All praise to the Holy One of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's Katriel. That terrible day that can be escaped from that terrible day, but it can only be the right way. Not your way, not Yom Suf way, or anyone else's way. It's got to be, and that's why the Most High gave you the answers. Just apply the answers that the Most High give you and apply it through the reflection of your lives. Well, that's the only way you can show forth that, by the reflection of your lives. Praise Yah and bless His holy name. We're going to get ready to go. It's been an informative study. We pray that you ask the Most High for a new heart and a new spirit, one unlike King David, or maybe Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, any one of our great leaders. We got many of them. Queen Esther, Queen Deborah, Ruth, many, many sisters. The women that saved the nation in Nazarene, the handmaidens that loved the Most High with all their heart, mind, soul, and strength, and their brothers and sisters. That's why they saved us as themselves. We got to start saving one another instead of tearing each other down. Praise and bless your name. Burn them by oil. Don't take the word. You study for yourselves. You apply the Most High to yourselves. That being said, we gone. Cartrell, Sister Abia, want to say goodbye to the students.
As I always say, seek Yah, for He is your only salvation. Seek Him, obey Him, and praise Him. Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night.
Shalom and good night. I would like to say, I'm not going to waste my time asking the audience for a dollar anymore because we had a meeting, right? And
yes,
we had to come out of our pockets to help some brothers get to the continent on this very important trip. So I know we don't have enough funds as far as the nation is concerned, which means the people, I guess I'm just wasting my breath. So I'm not going to ask anymore because it seems like it's a waste of time. But I hope that your heart turns to the Most High anyway, and that the Most High gives you a clear vision and shows the purpose that He created us for. It's to honor and extol Him and to serve Him. We have to do it with all our heart, soul, and might. If you half step in, I don't think you're going to be saved. So study the stuff we're showing you and put your trust in Yah. Don't put your trust in me, Yom Soul, Sister Abia, anybody. Tell me the words that Yah put down on a record that has lasted for centuries. So all praise to the Holy One of Israel. We love you. Shalom and good night.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. We love you. Good night. Take us back, Yah.
Take me. But I sing